Myself and Julie are here with Liam Carson. Liam's a writer and an avid vinyl collector. What else do you do, Liam?
Well, I run the Imram Irish Language Literature Festival, which takes place once a year. And basically, but the word Imram means a voyage of discovery. It comes from the old Irish. It's Umrah from the New Irish. It means rowing. So what we try to do is mix up music, poetry, film, drama, using city centre venues like the Sugar Club and Crawdaddy and so on and so forth. We translate Dylan into Irish, for example, with the lyrics and images of Dylan projected on the screen. You actually had the situation where you had, you know, 200 people singing like a Rolling Stone in Irish, you know, which was a great experience. So that's basically what I do.
And you have a new book called, it's called Mother, A Lonely Field.
Again, it's partly to do with my upbringing in Irish. I was brought up in Belfast in the 1960s at a time when a lot of people wouldn't have been speaking Irish. My father was very much to the forefront of promoting Irish in Belfast during the 50s and 60s.
So I suppose the question is, what was your first record?
Everybody wants to have a really cool record as the first record that they bought.
Nobody
does. But truth to tell, it was The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace.
We're looking through a beautiful collection of LPs here. This one is really, really fabulous.
Well, then this is Happy to Meet Sorry to Part by Horselips, their first record. The cover's in the shape of a concertina. What I keep saying to people about CDs that you can't get the whole experience that you used to get with vinyl records where, you know, the whole packaging was integral. And here you have a concertina. You have beautiful pictures of Horselips. You've got Jim Lockhart here, and they're all like rock musicians looked in the early 70s, you know, fierce mustachioed men. They actually have a song, What Has Become of the Loss and the Pain, What Has Become of Those Fierce Mustachioed Men, on one of their later albums. I think for a lot of people, when they were 14 or 15 back in the early 70s and you heard Horselips, I mean, they were the first really homegrown rock band, but they tapped into the tradition at the same time. But I think they were more of a rock band than a traditional or a folk band. I think it's a mistake to put them in that bracket. They were a rock band with a traditional flavour. In Belfast, when I was growing up, Horselips were the only band that played Belfast. Everybody else was terrified of playing Belfast. It was like a ritual once a year, Horselips, and then maybe Rory Gallagher or Thin Lizzy would come once a year. My first gig was Horselips, you know, at the age of 15 or something like that. And, you know, they completely blew me away. And, you know, they played all those old dance halls in places like Bundoran, all around the country. I mean, they're an integral part of our culture, so they are.
What would be your favourite album? I know it's an impossible thing to ask anybody, but what would be your favourite album?
Probably Horses by Patti Smith. Dylan is the fundamental thing for me. I think Dylan is just, he's up there with Shakespeare, he's up there with Picasso. He's up there with Chaucer in terms of the impact that he's had on culture as far as I'm concerned, and he will be remembered that way. But I find it very difficult to pick a particular Dylan album. You know, Blood on the Tracks would be one, but Patti Smith's Horses, I mean, I bought this in London when I was on a school trip back in 1979 or so. And I mean, there's that iconic photograph by Robert Mapplethorpe of Patti Smith, and then you put on the very first track, which was Gloria, and, you know, the first line is Jesus died for somebody's sins but not mine, you know, you're a doubting Catholic on the Falls Road and you're rebelling against it, and here is this amazing line, and then it goes into this amazing 90 miles an hour adrenaline amphetamine version of the Van Morrison song, completely reworked. There's an interview with Mike Stipe from REM, and he says, you know, like, she ripped his skull apart, she ripped the arms off him, you know, just listening to that for the very first time. And, you know, I think Patti Smith was that idea that, you know, a street kid, you know, from New Jersey, you know, there's piss factories she's working on, the, you know, the night shift on a conveyor belt, but she's reading Arthur Rimbaud's, you know, Illumination, and suddenly, you know, you just discover that she was influenced by Ginsberg and all these people, and you start reading, you know. I loved artists like Dylan and Patti Smith, who actually turned you on to literature as well, who just opened up an entire universe for you.
Do you actually still listen to the albums, or have you joined the digital age?
No, I don't have an iPod. I do listen to a lot of stuff on the internet, I mean, because you can't get wonderful videos and stuff like that there, but it doesn't sound the same. I mean, I bought Dylan's latest album, Together Through Life, recently on vinyl, and, you know, it just sounds 1,000 times better on vinyl than it does on CD. CD compresses everything, it's flat, it's characterless, so I think that it does make a big difference.
What else have you got here?
Now, this is The Radiators. I mean, again, you know, an Irish connection. Whenever I first came to Dublin back in the 1980s, you know, before that I'd heard of The Radiators, that a number of singles came out. There was Enemies, Sometimes You Just Don't Know Who Your Enemies Are. Now, Philip Shervin's a wonderful man. He would write a lot of the stuff in The Radiators, and then he was instrumental in The Pogues later on. But, I mean, I think The Ballad of the Faithful Departed, for example, is one of the greatest songs of all time. I mean, to me, it's almost an alternative national anthem. This graveyard hides a million secrets, and the trees know more than they will tell, but the ghosts of the saints and the Scottish will haunt you in heaven and hell. I mean, that's just arch poetry. I mean, the other thing about that whole album is, I mean, it's saturated in the world of James Joyce's Dubliners and Ulysses, for example. You know, you've got a track where, you know, they're just singing Run, Run, River, Run, Run Through Our Lives, you know, so that's Joyce, you know. Kitty Ricketts is a wonderful song. They did a wonderful version of that with Agnes Burnell. So you've got that